Okay. Well, welcome everyone.
Welcome, welcome. It's good to see everybody. This is this Zoom thing is really neat, just because you can see everybody, and it's nice to be seen, and it's nice to see everybody. So that's the really good thing. Of course, we have several different hosts. Joe and Kim are going to be in the background and listening and helping us with all the technical stuff. Milena and Joan and I wanted to just say a couple of things before we got started. So, Milena, would you like to just start off, and besides saying hi, or if there's anything else you wanted to put in there or add or not?
Or not? Okay, thanks. Well, welcome everyone. We are all very excited about this day. And can you guys believe it's been a journey of 5 years that has led us to this momentous day? So we, and I think Joan, John, and all the Beans of Light are very excited and happy to be here.
Yes. Joan?
Well, and I am very thrilled that we have reached this pinnacle, and that we are actually, just like when we activated our light body, there are levels of this ascension process. So this is our graduation from the current segment of teachings that we have been so fortunate in receiving from the teachers of light. So I know everybody is excited and thrilled to participate in this session.
Thank you. When I first heard about this, I couldn't believe it, I guess. It's something that didn't seem like it was in any kind of plan or it was in the gang's plan, but not exactly something that I thought about, but it certainly is auspicious and a real thrill to me. So anyway, I just wanted to say that and thank everybody for just being you. And it's nice to see y'all, and like I said before, to be seen, that we were a little worried, but not so much. And I stopped thinking about it, and we just keep doing one day at a time. And so that's exciting. So just wanted to share that with you and say thanks. So let's, before we get started, we do have quite an interesting development took place from, of course, the community, but Leanne Reed in particular. And she contacted us a few weeks ago and asked to deliver a gift to the group. And so, because I certainly can't explain it, Leanne, if you would jump on and kind of give us a little one-up as to what happened and how and, what it's meant to us. Please.
You'll have to unmute yourself.
Yeah.
I think I did. Did I?
Yeah.
There you are.
Yay! There she is.
Hey. Hi, Lee.
Okay. This has been a long process. It started in 2008 when I've always loved Leonard Cohen's song Hallelujah, especially sung by Katie Lang. But when I heard it, just musically, it really spoke to me, and Spirit kind of said, you need to write lyrics to this. And I went, yeah, okay. And lots of time, and I kind of played around with it, and then 2019 conference came, and at the end the same song played, and this time I got a definite hit from and was guided to write And it just was right, right, right. And so as we drove home, that trip we had driven down with Margaret in our little vintage trailer. So as we drove home, I had a new purpose and new words and a new light. And then the great white dragon reminded me of a promise made, a promise kept, and a promise fulfilled. I've written a lot before, but I never share it. It's something that I kind of hold close to my heart. And when I got home, people started with the group was asked, you know, to provide lyrics. And I thought, I'm kind of off the hook. And but then, no, I wasn't off the hook. And as I read the lyrics submitted by our collective, I felt the energies and how hard we had worked and how we had rose to complete each level, each tool, each concept, how we kept pushing through under the guidance of the ascended masters, the archangels, the beings of light, as transmitted and presented by Joan and Milena. And together we pressed on. So I knew that I had to get this done. And by the end of October, I had it pretty much all October of 2019. I had it pretty much all compiled. The lyrics were written. And I thought, okay, I'll be done. And, but I still had this niggling. And so I sent it off to Ann Crawford, and bless her heart. I said, I just need you to look at this and to edit it. And she said, well, there's really not a lot to edit. It's great the way it is. And she encouraged me to continue writing and go ahead and continue on. Well, the continue on was find somebody to sing it that was awake and could feel our collective energy. And that kind of went in spits and sputters. And my former husband was a great singer. And so I said, and he's awake. We work together with Mastering Alchemy. And I said, would you look at this? And if you feel led, would you sing it? And so he said, your stamp's all over this. And I said, thanks. And he sang it to me over the phone. And it was beautiful, but it was what I was used to hearing. And he never got it recorded. And he passed away in April. Mm. So now I'm like back to square one. And I happened to find out through a conversation that one of my sisters of the heart is a singer. And I was like, seriously? And she's awake and she's alive and she's enlightened. And so many of you know her. It's Nadine. It's Nadine. And I sent her the lyrics. And she hasn't really sang since 2005. And she laid down one track and she said, this is a practice. I don't think it's for sharing with the peeps. And I went, it's beautiful as it stands. And so what you're hearing is the first and only track of this song being sung. And I just wanted to thank everybody and let you know that it's my privilege and honor to have compiled the thoughts and energies of this collective as guided and composed this, our anthem. And I wanted to thank JoJet for his help and Anne and Nadine for her interpretation and voice. And it will be played at the end of at the conclusion of the conference. This song is for our group's edification, and it's for our hearts. And I would kind of prefer that it not be shared outside of this group. And if you'd like a copy of the lyrics, I sent them to Milena and Joan, and I have them as well, and I'm happy to share them. Thank you all. I couldn't have done this without each and every one of you. I appreciate you all.
Thank you so much. And we really appreciate you. The lyrics are absolutely beautiful.
And perfect.
And perfect. Mm-hmm. And the reason that we're asking you not to share, you can share the, I don't know about the lyrics, but you share the song. There are copyright laws as far as the music is concerned. So we don't want to infringe on that. So if you'll just take it as a gift to us from Leanne, and we so appreciate you, Leanne, sharing your creative lyrics because they're absolutely beautiful.
And Joan, one other thing, if people feel led, Nadine and I were kind of pushing each other on this. I didn't have to pull the friend card or the sister card. She just said she'd record it. But if you feel led, if you could drop her a line and show your appreciation. She really went out on a limb. She hasn't sung since 2005 and she stepped out there for us. And I really appreciate that. And that's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Now let's just do a quick review of the events for the day. I guess we're going to start off with Archangel Gabriel, and he'll honor us with a centering meditation and then personally take us to the Syrian Stargate, which starts the throw ride. Anrata and Unlata will introduce all who are in attendance. Lord Metatron will present us at that time with a cosmic edict. And then after that, Milena will bring forth Mary Magdalene and Yeshua, who will present us with our light scrolls. It's hard to just say it without being excited, but it's a big deal. And then we will end with the new Hallelujah. Thanks to Leanne. So that's basically what we're going to do the rest of the afternoon. And so let's just start off with our good buddy, Archangel Gabriel, and see what he has to say for us and to us in the meditation, and then on to the Stargate.
Greetings. I am Archangel Gabriel. I am here as the transmitter of the light of the all that is. I have been honored to meet with you in every session in the last 5 years of your time to set the energies, to bring forth the light, and to have lead everyone into an elevated space of source, which you are now capable of entering on your own through the quantum field. So this, like every session that we have done together, is no different. Although it is magnified in many ways, because we are here to salute you, to congratulate you for a level of accomplishment that has not been accomplished rarely in a human form. So if you'll take a deep breath now and be very centered in this moment, in your sacred heart, very aware, very present. And of course, breathing in love, exhaling light, breathing in light, exhaling love. This sequence is so important to humanity, so that they are continually through you, through your body, receiving love and light in its most precise manner. You do this often in your Gridmaster service call. And Metatron has spoken to you about the value of this service now, especially in these times of transition into a more vast ascension process. So see yourself at this moment in your light body. Beautiful light body that has now become your etheric body and is constantly communicating to your physical body. See yourself clothed in your light garment that is marked with the sacred name of the All That Is. Now, in your light body, enter your Merkaba vehicle. Give the command for that light vehicle, your Merkaba vehicle, to function at 100% the speed of light. Give the command now to accelerate that light vehicle to 130% the speed of light. And now, in your light body, in your Merkaba vehicle, which has already been programmed to go to the star system of Sirius, you arrive at Sirius B Stargate, which you are familiar with. You've used this docking station many times. You are greeted by Anrata and Unlata. And they will lead you now to the star system of Sirius C, where you will disembark and follow them into the Temple of Transparency. I will follow them and take my seat with all of the other archangels. And I will now turn this meeting over to Anrata and Unlata. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Anrata. I am here with my partner, Unlata. And we are delighted to greet you in this beautiful temple of transparency. It is a vast temple of light that you have entered with us on more than one occasion. But as we told you in the light conference, that you will notice that there is a difference here now. The amplification of the light energies have accelerated. So you are now experiencing yourself in a light body in the eighth and ninth dimensions. Of course, this temple of transparency carries a much more accelerated frequency of many dimensions. But at this time, you would be more comfortable in the environment that we have programmed into this temple of transparency for this visit. You will notice that you have entered into this great hall, and there are many seats arranged for you at the entry level of this temple. Seated around you at various levels are the Lords of Light, the Elohim, the Archangels. The Ascended Masters, many of whom guided you throughout these last 5 years. Also seated in this grand temple are all of the Syrian members from all of the star systems of Sirius. The Pleiadians from the seven stars of Pleiades. The Arcturians, who are in close proximity to you often to show you the way to ascension. And in addition to these grand members who have been with you in your crucible for 5 years of your time, are many of your own personal guides and angels who have come to be with you in this grand graduation ceremony. They have come to be with you and to congratulate you for a job well done. They have also come to witness this grand event. So there is much excitement within this crucible at this time. So I will step aside now and turn this over to Unlata. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Unlata. I am here to represent the all that is as the divine feminine. There is a united, a unity status that has been achieved by every member of our beloved human community and has been supported for a very long time by every member of the crucible that Anratha has introduced. So now it is my honor to introduce Lord Metatron. Greetings. It is I, Metatron. I have come from the realms of the All That Is. I have been charged with the duty to be the voice of the All That Is in this sequence of time and space. An edict went out from the realms of All That Is in the entire cosmic realms. So it has been my duty to present to you and to read this proclamation as I have been directed. So take a deep breath now. A graduation ceremony will be created and given to the entire human collective of seating of the divine image. This rite of passage will be in recognition of the auspicious service that was given by many devoted spirits who took on a human embodiment in a sector of a universe that was in a dense and unconscious state. These great soul spirits took on a human form to contribute to the raising of human consciousness, as well as to assist in the raising of a planet. The name and accomplishment of each member of Seating of the Divine Image will be registered in the Universal Hall of Records in recognition of this service. Their names and service will also be registered in the Akashic Records for eternity. Let it be known to all the creative realms of Source that this Outstanding Achievement Award is hereby recognized and documented for eternity. All will know and be able to identify these auspicious beings for their contribution. Dear ones, it is important that you see and remember the magnitude of your spirit. The soul that you created from your spirit for this incarnation had to be of equal authority and auspiciousness in order to hold the light that you were required to develop and use in the last 5 years. This year, you create a final merging of your soul spirit. This merging will be for eternity. This is not an ordinary graduation ceremony. it has far-reaching effects to your soul spirit, that it now emanates Christ consciousness. This graduation has far-reaching value in the system of the Akashic Records. It will go down in the halls of eternity as a human accomplishment that was achieved in no other time or space. This achievement must be recognized and recorded because it will be utilized often by other humans who come into embodiment in the different iterations of time and dimensional sequences. It will also model to other non-human forms that have an existence in a level of matter. We do not take this accomplishment lightly, nor do we want you to take it lightly. This achievement award is given to you as an opportunity for you to see and remember the magnitude of your service during this time of great change and ascension. All members of your crucible have gathered to witness this event. They gather also to celebrate with you your graduation. Also know that each of your personal guides and angels are in attendance to be with you to celebrate and witness your graduation. Know that you have arrived at the conclusion of the teaching series of Seeding of the Divine Image. You will continue to receive our guidance as long as you desire. We want you to fully absorb every part of this graduation. Do not look to the future, but be in the present and absorb the magnitude of your achievement. We want to allow a time and space for you to fully integrate what has occurred in this graduation. When it is appropriate, we will continue our master teachings and guidance in another series that will be available to those who wish to pursue another level of energetic evolvement. But for the present, just be in your mastery and integrate the beauty of what you have achieved. Now take a deep breath. Be very present in this moment. And very aware of what has just transpired. Take it in and begin to integrate what we have just communicated to you. Another breath. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Metatron, for all those wonderful words and the significance of what we just went through. It was really amazing. Now, next, Malena would like to bring forth Mary Magdalene and Yeshua, who will present us all with our light scrolls. Malena?
Okay, thank you. Beloved ones, Yeshua and I are most honored to be here with you in joyous unity to mark this momentous occasion. We and all who are gathered here stand with you and beside you to witness and to honor all of your many accomplishments in these past 5 years. We are here to present to each of you your graduation light certificate, which is an energetically filled holographic light scroll. Imprinted into this light scroll is the name you are known by in this incarnation, your name in fire letters, and the ancient symbol that represents the sound signature that you are known by throughout all the master realms. The sacred name of the all that is, Yod Heh Vav Heh, is imprinted and infused into your light scroll. This light certificate is in recognition of the completion and your contribution to the segment of work known as Seating of the Divine Image. Also, for your commitment and service to the ascension process of the planet Earth, to humanity, and to your soul expansion, all of which has been done while you are in a human form. This light scroll has also been imprinted by Metatron, Yeshua and I, and all of the beings of light who have assisted in this process during these past 5 years of your time sequence. This light scroll contains the holographic master imprint of all the energetics, frequencies, and light codes of every teaching and process you have received over the course of the study. So please stand as Yeshua presents your light scroll. Open now and receive this light scroll through your light body. Bringing it into your sacred heart. Into the light packets, which will infuse your DNA. Allow the light codes and the imprints to fill all aspects of you. The light frequencies contained here within will be imprinted into the entirety of your being, your unified field, and your soul spirit for all of eternity. We will give you a moment to continue to receive this immense light scroll. Now, beloved ones, if you will look over to your right, you will see a wall of clear crystalline chambers. These chambers are a little larger than your old-fashioned telephone booths, and there is one designated for each of you. If you will step up to one of the chambers, Yeshua and I will open each door and will seal it closed once you are inside. Your chamber will begin to fill with a mist. As that is occurring, there will be a series of lights that will surround you, moving up and down. These lights are reading your soul signature and frequencies. Now, in front of you, at about waist height, is a small shelf. And on the shelf are two depressions, one for each hand. Please place your hands now. And as you do so, you may hear sounds or have a sense of movement. This chamber has many functions, but today it has been calibrated as a holographic transport chamber. Once you have arrived at your destination, the door will open. You have been transported to the place where your personal Akashic records are held. This is another place that the essence of you knows very well. Most of us visit here long and often between assignments. Some of you may still be in the Sirian sector. Some in the Pleiadian or the Arcturian star systems, or one of countless others. You hail from many different stargates and galaxies. Now, as you step out of the chamber, before you will be a table with a large book. This book represents the most current volume of your Akashic records. The book is opened. On the left side of the book is a scroll, which is a copy of the edict Metatron read earlier. So place this copy into your book. On the right side is a copy of your light scroll. Place it now in your book. As these are placed, they become permanently imprinted into this volume and are part of your personal Akashic record forevermore. If you will close your book now and look at the front cover. You will again see your current name, your name in the sacred fire letters, and your ancient symbol. Also on this cover, you will see imprinted in sacred fire codes your prime directive. Your prime directive is imprinted on and into every volume of your Akashic record since your soul was created. We will give you a moment to remember and to reflect on the magnificence of your journey that has brought you to this day. It is time for us to return to the Grand Hall in the Temple of Transparency. So please step back into the light chamber. Once again, the door will be sealed behind you. Place your hands back into the depressions. Welcome back. As you step out of your chamber, notice that your energetic field is emitting the primary color code you discovered a few weeks ago in the rainbow canopy. As mentioned earlier, among the many gathered here today are members of your own soul lineages, your soul families, some of your personal guides and angels, as well as some members of your Council of Elders. You may be surprised that some play many roles for you. You might also find that some of the beings of light that have been assisting these past years are known to you in other capacities. All have come to witness and celebrate your unimaginable accomplishments. Now, those who have come for you personally are gathering on the main floor to visit with you. You will be able to identify them as their energetic field will be emitting the same color as yours. So go take a few moments to greet your special guest and celebrate your triumphs. So sadly, it is time to close this beautiful gathering. Thank you for allowing all of us to be part of this grand event. So gather as you will be escorted back to the docking station and will return to your personal space. So we will close this session with a new version of the Hallelujah. Love and blessings to all of you.
We made the choice to journey here and leave behind what we held so dear, to do what had never been done before, to end the darkness and the fear and usher in the light right here. And from our lips we draw a hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, together we found that secret door to open our minds and travel so far for all who care for spirit as we do. Well, it all begins with an open heart. The soul awakens and the veils depart. Living in love, we sing out. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We align within the Council of Light. In physical form, we quell the fight. We toiled, we prayed, and we stayed the course. And around us, we watched the whole world change, embracing the truth, nothing to rearrange. We're living in light now and sing out. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And now we walk in 7D, seeing the Christ in you and me. We live with the all in realms so vast. In a crucible lifting Mother Earth, returning heaven, living newly birthed, and knowing source is within us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 source within me, source within me, source within you, heaven returning, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. That concludes our graduation ceremony. We thank you all for joining us in this grand event. So with that, we bid farewell for now. Blessings, everyone. Blessings.
Blessings. Namaste.
Namaste.
Blessings.
Namaste. Thank you for everything, Joan and John, Melina, and everyone. Thank you so much.
Blessings.
Blessings.
Thank you.